Welcome to the Heather Andrews Show, here to show you how our choices today do affect other people, our kids, our relationships, our careers, and businesses, which cause generational impact. You will hear from guests and experts from around the world. She's here to help you follow through on the it to live a stellar life. And now, here's your host, Heather Andrews.
Welcome to our show, everyone, and thank you for being with us today. We have Dr. Stacy Cooper with us, and we are going to talk about self-love and lifestyle balance solutions today. She is a doctor of chiropractic, holistic health and wellness expert, lifestyle coach, and author. We are so excited, Dr. Stacy, to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Heather. Thank you for hosting me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how you got to be in doctor of chiropractic and now self-love and lifestyle balance solutions guru.
Well, thank you. It happened a long time ago. I am actually a fourth generation practitioner. So as they say, it was bred in the bone. And chiropractic has been part of my life, my entire life. My great grandfather started our practice in 1912. So it was a natural transition for me. And it certainly was an exciting day as graduation day came upon us. And there was so much excitement. And I've loved every single moment of my practice. And I've been in practice for over 21 years now, and every day is a new adventure, and it just really fills my heart to be able to share so much with my patients. But there did come a time as well when, you know, as life happens to us, where I was faced with challenges, and it led to a health crisis, and it was through that process and that journey where lifestyle balance solutions came to be. And much of that journey had to do with discovering self-love and the importance of it. So it all, every day is a lesson to be learned. And so long as you learn from that challenge or that lesson, then nothing was for naught. And it really has brought forward so much more fulfillment and enjoyment, both in my practice and now in my coaching business. So it really is a great transformation that I've experienced.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love it when people have transformations. It makes my heart sing. What was your biggest turning point in your journey between chiropractic and your coaching world?
Well, it came over a long period of time, actually. Nothing happens in an instant. And as we talk about stresses in life and even joyous events, you know, birth of a baby and purchasing a new home and things like that, those are meant to be joyous events, but they are away from our balance point, our homeostasis. And your body is all about maintaining that even keel, that balance point. And when you're taken either in a positive or a negative direction away from that balance point, that puts stress on your system. And so when we talk about life events, there are many of them, whether it be a new job, a new relationship, a wedding, a divorce, a purchase of a home, birth of children, promotions, all that sort of thing, death in the family, and even negative events. When you have a number of those all happening within a very short period of time, it really can put you into a tailspin. And that's where I found myself. And it was through that process that led to my health crisis because there wasn't enough self-love in my life at that moment. And so that is what awakened for me. And that if you don't look after yourself, no one else is going to do it for you. But we're brought up in such a society where we're taught that self-love is selfish. And so it's all about changing that around, changing that perspective, and coming from a place of looking after yourself first and making yourself a priority. And so as I did that and realized that, then I understood that so many more people are lacking that and are thirsting for that and needing to have that information and to know it and be given permission to be able to actually have self-love and grant it for themselves. And through that is what has led to lifestyle balance solutions.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love it. And how did you come to become an author in your new book, What Self-Love Got to Do with It?
Well, it's so funny because as I transitioned, I certainly haven't left chiropractic at all, but as I started to incorporate a new aspect to things that I can offer for my patients and my clients, namely lifestyle balance solutions, I was coaching with my business mentor. And initially, you know, as you're building a website, he talks about, you know, having something that you can provide for your followers and an ebook or a white page and things like this. And I said to him at the time, I said, I'm not an author. I'm a doctor. I'm a practitioner. I care for my patients and I don't write. Well, I now have to eat those words because apparently now I am a published author, which is so incredible. But at that moment that I was starting my journey with my business mentor and creating this online business, it was April that he and I met. We went through his three-day program and event, and I signed up with him to do this coaching. And it wasn't 3 weeks later that I found myself with a severed finger on Mother's Day and now not being able to practice chiropractic. And in that instant, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I have no idea what my life holds for me at this moment. Everything was turned into an upheaval. And I called them and I said, I don't think I can do this coaching because now my entire life has been put on hold. And that was just the illusion, which is what they speak of. And that's what showed up. And, you know, it was going to be something was going to happen that was going to enable me to create so much more. And that's exactly what this whole process did. So I found myself with my right hand in a cast, having to go for surgery, physiotherapy. I was actually out of practice for 4 months. But what that enabled me to do was spend as much time as I needed and wanted in my kitchen on my laptop, creating lifestyle balance solutions and therefore being able to provide so much more to others. So it was going to be something. I would either be a fall from the horse where I would break my leg. It just happened to be my finger that was severed, which, by the way, is fully attached, fully healed, and I have absolutely no restrictions or complications or abnormal sensations. So, you know, just as life would have it, it just provided me the time to create this online business and share so much more with others. And then this then led to being an author with Self-Love.
Living the stellar life. This is the Heather Andrews Show.
One of the things in the book trailer that the Self-Love talks about is it's really like what Self-Love got to do with it. And I think the answer is everything. What would you say to that?
It is absolutely everything. Self-care is the key. And, you know, in today's society, and especially as we're bridging generations, a lot of women especially find ourselves not only caring for our family and our children, but now also being a caregiver to our parents or aging adults or other family members. And it's the sandwich generation, right? And so there are so many demands, not only from your home, your children, your spouse, perhaps, not only from your work, your business, your commitments that you have to other community events or groups that you belong to, or things that you want to share your time with, but then also perhaps to your aging parents and appointments and all of those things that are compounded there. And how much time is there in a day? But only 24 hours. How much time is there in a day actually for you? And when your list is so long of commitments and the yeses that you have given to everyone else to fulfill all this whole entire plate, what is left for you? And when oftentimes we find ourselves not even on our priority list, let alone on in the list, right? We're not even on the radar. And so when you're not taking time for yourself, this then leads to you, and where I found myself too, being run ragged, losing your health, not getting enough sleep, not nourishing your mind, body, and spirit, You're getting frustrated, tired, your fuse is short, your temper is quick, and you come to a place of not really liking who you are becoming. And mostly it's just because you're just sheerly exhausted. And when you make the shift and have the change in priorities where you actually prioritize yourself first, this changes everything. And this is why self-love has everything to do with it. Because when you make the shift and you realize that it's you that's in control, it's you that has the power to say yes or no to everything. And what I share with my clients is the clean living formulas, the 5-step clean living formula. And step 2 is L for learn the plan. And the plan is scheduling. And I talk about hard entries and soft entries in your calendar. Now, hard entries would include your work commitments, because that is a hard entry. That's somewhere that you need to be and something that you have to do. Another hard entry would be perhaps your children's recreational activities, where you know that you need to deliver them to particular places at particular times, and that's something that you've committed to. Now, one thing I caution is be sure, don't overschedule them too. Let them have time to be kids and to have downtime, and they don't have to be going everywhere all the time, you know, to too many things, because that runs them ragged as well. And we have 4 teenagers. And so, you know, parenting 4 children, 2 girls, 2 boys, balance is the key. And you need family time together too, to just chill and do nothing and take time to do that. So that's another key important. But in regards to hard entries, you know, there are appointments that you do need to take, which is part of self-care, whether it be dental, you know, your checkups, your massage therapy, your chiropractic care, your Reiki or reflexology, or other things that you want to do for yourself, or even if it's just going for a pedicure, where you have that hour to just let someone else pamper you. But what's also very important for your hard entries is your self-care. Do you take time and do you schedule meditation time or quiet time or gratitude time, even if it's 15 minutes each morning, to just take time to notice gratitude in your life? That changes your whole vibrational energy, and it changes how others will react to you, because we are all energetic beings. And when you're run ragged and frustrated, there's a lot of different energy that is exuded from you. But when you practice self-care and you re-energize yourself and you find gratitude in each day, that's a huge shift in mindset. And it's also a huge shift in the energy that then exudes from you. And what happens is you will then see differences in how people relate to you and how other people may be attracted to you, because energy attracts energy. And when you make that shift, everything changes around you. So self-care is a hard entry in my calendar, me time. That includes my exercise time, my meditation time, and my grateful, my gratitude time as well. And also my do nothing time. That's really important. And these are things that are in ink in my calendar. They're not negotiable and they're not changeable. Because there are many things in your calendar that you could make soft entries. You know, if someone invites you to a particular event, you may be able to go for part of that event, but not have to necessarily spend 8 hours at that particular event. So that's a softer entry that you can kind of shift and balance a little. So that's the difference between hard and soft entries, and the importance of self-care and making that commitment to you to help you recharge your batteries. This enables you to help to reduce your stress levels, calm your mind, also strengthen your bodies with exercise. This then helps us to serve others to our greatest capacity, and then enables us to live a life that we love.
That's awesome. So what are the biggest lessons that you have learned along your journey as you have evolved your program and started to practice some of these in your life?
One of the biggest ones is having the belief originally that, of course, I'm Superwoman. There isn't anything I can't do. And that's not a bad idea to have. But when you believe that it's you and only you that has to carry the burdens of everything, that's not the right idea to have. That's completely unrealistic, and it creates so much more undue stress in our already stressed out lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what was the biggest turning point for you to put you onto this journey besides the, you know, the universe's way of injuring your finger? But what was one of the other biggest turning factors for yourself when you made the shift from, you know, a martyr to loving yourself more and giving back to yourself and putting yourself in that self-care space and making it a hard entry into your calendar?
There was a specific point in time in August when I was 33 years old and I almost didn't make it to see the next day. Mm-hmm. And that was the turning point, because at that moment, we had three children. Our youngest, Derek, was just 5 months old at the time. And that was when I got to the realization that if I didn't change things and shift things and do things differently, then my husband would be a widower and raising our three children on his own. And as it turned out, then our fourth, Jake, he would never have been born. Mm-hmm. So that was the crisis that put everything into perspective. And as they say, you know, the 2x4 over the head, I'm lucky because I had the opportunity and I had a second chance. And mm-hmm. so many don't get that second chance in a health crisis. And it can be taken away in an instant. And to realize that and know it and feel it, and to now understand that every single day is a gift and joy is to be found in every single moment. And it doesn't matter where you find yourself, or even if it feels like it's a very deep, dark place, there's still a lesson. There's still joy in that experience. It may be hard to find at times, but it is still there. And mm-hmm. when you are able to utilize and come from a perspective of choosing to learn from each lesson, mm-hmm. that just opens up so much more for you. It changes your whole perspective, and it's a mindset shift, which truly we, you know, at times really need that kick in the pants and, yeah. and need to make that shift so that we can, the universe is there to provide so much for you. You just have mm-hmm. to reach out and grab it. And that mm-hmm. is what is so exciting and exhilarating.
Yeah, totally agree with everything that you say. Especially, I know for me, it was 10 years ago when my husband deployed to Afghanistan and our kids were 8, 5, and 3 at the time. And I thought, oh yeah, I can do it all. Yeah, no. So I loved it when you said about children. Our children are so overscheduled in today's world. And one of the key turning points for me was when I said no more. I'm not running 7 days a week, 4 hours every evening with all of these kids in tow. They were exhausted because they weren't getting to bed till like 9, 10 o'clock at night. Our nutrition was horrid because we were doing drive through because I was working full time at the time. And I basically just I gutted their whole schedule, and we took about a month off of activities just so that we could adjust to their dad being gone. And then we sat down and we regrouped everything and we took out everything out of our calendar and I cleaned it up. The only hard thing that was scheduled in there was I had to go to work. That's it. And then I started to add things back in, but I put boundaries around all of it. And that was the huge shift for me because I took control. And that was when I started, and then I was able to meal prep and I was able to put some of those good practices back in and the energy was better in our home. My children were happy again. And one of the things that I learned was I never asked my children what activities they wanted. I just put them in rock climbing and this and that. And one of the things my son said was, "Man, I'm really glad, Mom, you took me out of that because I didn't really like it. I'm scared of heights." So when you talk about the whole, you know, communication and hard and soft entries, and the one of the things that I've learned is that we must, you know, we have to keep our kids in activities for socialization and things, but they get very, very stressed. And the thing about stress is that we've come to just kind of blow it off in today's world, and it's having huge impact on our health, and we don't even know it until such times as we have that moment or that trigger where our body just gives out. And it's unfortunate that we have to have those emergency moments where we have to be rushed to emergency, or we have to not feel well, before we begin to really listen to what our body needs and our life needs. And that's why I love so much about what you're doing, and I'm so excited about this What Self-Love Got to Do With It book. I am over the moon excited for you and the changes that are going to happen and the power of your story, because it is. It's about the power of our story. And so tell us a little bit about what has writing the story done for you personally?
Personally for me, as I said earlier, I wasn't an author. That was my own limiting belief. That's what I told myself. That's what I told others. I'm not an author. I can't do that. Well, look it. Right now, I now am an author. So I just proved myself wrong. So it's our own self-talk that we have come to understand and accept, which is completely false, because those things are put upon us from others. As we grow up, things that we're told, things that we're exposed to, things that people show us, tell us, our experiences, all of that creates our filters and the self-talk and our limiting beliefs. And all of it is not true. It's BS. And when you learn to do anything different, you know, learn a new experience, learn a new task, try something that you've always wanted to do but have been scared to or fearful of or didn't want to fail, when you do anything like that, the sense of empowerment, accomplishment, self-fulfillment, excitement, like, woohoo, I did it. Remember the first time you witnessed your child riding a bicycle on their own, you know, without somebody helping steady the bike. The exhilaration on their face, their smile of beaming of self-accomplishment, and feel that energy within yourself. And now go back to a time when you did something for the first time that you accomplished, and feel that energy within yourself. It's never, ever too late to learn something new. I just started playing soccer again for the first time since I was in high school. P.S. I'm 50 years old. It's a blast and fun. And it's just doing something new completely changes your energy. So learning to play the piano, you know, and learning to write, it was awesome. And you know what? I didn't have to write. I had to speak it. And that's how I created it, is I spoke it and then dictated it. So there's many different ways to go about doing things. So don't think that you have to follow steps A, B, and C to write, because, you know, to sit down at a keyboard and to write, you know, this many words, that was a daunting task. You know what? I never did it that way. So if there's something that you want to do, you want to accomplish, think outside the box and go to it from a different angle, a back door, and it completely opens up and explodes for you. So it is so exhilarating doing anything new. And my grandmother, I live by her words, my Baba, she lived to be 93 years old. And she always said to me, "So long as you learn something new, then you can take the rest of the day off." And that is how I live every single day. Learning, reading, experiencing, trying new things, sharing activities with other people, and sharing knowledge and information so that others can learn from your own experiences, so that can help to shorten their learning curve. And that's what I love to do.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So as we wrap up our interview today, what are your three takeaway tips for our listeners?
My three takeaway tips are: slow down, take care of yourself, and expand your horizons. Slow down to reduce your stress levels. Take care of yourself because you're the only one that's going to do it. So put yourself on your priority list and try something new. Painting, anything. Open up your world.
Love it. Love it. Love it. When does your book launch?
What Self-Love Got to Do with It launches on June 20th on Amazon. I'm also hosting a book launch party on that day and also another one on June 27th here in Ontario. So you can follow us on Facebook, join us on social media, and the book will be on Amazon June 20th, What Self-Love Got to Do with It.
Absolutely excellent. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show today, and I look forward to having you on other platforms for sure. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us today. We are helping you reach your stellar life, which is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, activity, and resiliency for the life that you want and you desire. We will see you next time. Until then, go out and live your stellar life.
Thanks for listening to The Heather Andrews Show. For more exclusive content, visit heatherandrews.press. Until next time, stay focused and live the stellar life you are meant to live by following it through.